Hi guys, welcome back to the Nevermind Polly podcast. My name is Matt, I'm your host, and we chat to rock and metal bands from around the world. This is episode 147. I hope everybody's doing good. This is the start of our celebration season. This is the month of December, and what better way to kick off December with the fantastic As December Falls. This is a fantastic chat. I sat down with front lady Bethany of the band As December Falls for a chat all about their brand new material, which they are due to release in 2023, their brand new song Home, which is out now, and everything's been going on with the band. It was a fantastic chat. We have a few more podcasts to release in the month of December, which I'm going to quickly run you through now. So we have this podcast you're listening to, and then in a couple of days' time, you'll have the episode I recorded with a prog metal band called Virtual Symmetry. And then to close off the year in terms of guest podcasts, we have the brilliant Holding Absence. And then on the 24th/25th will be the Christmas episode. Then you have my top 20 albums of 2022. And at the end of the year, obviously the end of the year podcast, big extravaganza as we normally do. Thank you so much, guys. Enjoy this podcast with As December Falls. We'll see you very soon. Peace. Hi, guys. Welcome to the Nevermind Polly podcast. My name is Matt. I'm your host, and we chat to rock and metal bands from around the world. And this week is no exception. I am sat here with the lovely Bethany of the band As December Falls. How are we doing today?
Hey, I'm good. Yeah, doing great. Had a busy day, but super excited to be on the podcast. So yeah, thank you for having me. I mean, you haven't spoke to me yet. You may regret this, but...
absolutely not. And you know what? Straight off the bat, I can already tell in the last 5 minutes, you're a very bubbly person, which is always like really great because, and again, I'm not throwing shade at anybody, but like sometimes, especially when I go down the more metal route, they can be a bit kind of a bit grumpy and a bit serious. And it's like, I am the way I am, and I'm kind of like just but it's fine, doesn't matter, it's all good. So everything that's been going on with As December Falls, because there's been a lot, there's even some things that are coming out as we record this, which we're obviously going to talk about in a second. So I was going to ask you, where do you want to start? But I guess probably the best place to start is the new single, which is called Home, which is out now. And is your first, if I got this right, first ever acoustic complete release. So in terms of just a guitar and you guys and your lovely voice. So how is that kind of thought process? Are you sort of looking forward to the reaction? Because again, I'm very lucky, I've heard it, it's beautiful. Yeah, what how are you feeling about it?
Yes, so I'm very excited for people to hear like sort of a new sound of As December Falls, because they haven't really heard this side of us. We have had a couple of soft tracks like on our other albums, but we haven't released them as kind of a single, not a single, because we're just kind of dropping it and being like, here you go, have fun. But no, I am very, very excited to hear everyone's comments, see what they think. I think a lot of people are going to love it though, because it is softer and it's more delicate, but the actual song, it's so like raw and powerful, and it's just, it's very nice. I'm very excited about this one. It's definitely my favorite. It's one of my favorites off of the upcoming album, I think.
Absolutely, and that's one thing I think is really like important to hammer home to people, is there is nowhere to hide on an acoustic track, especially as a vocalist. There is no, like, you can hide behind guitars and drums and like a wall of noise and kind of quote unquote in some respects get away with it if you wanted to, not that you need to. But whereas acoustic track, you're kind of laying it all bare in a metaphorical sense. Yeah. So it's really cool to hear a different side of you.
Yeah, I 100% agree with you. So on our last UK tour, at one point about halfway through the set, we were like, right, we're going to do something super different. And we got an acoustic guitar and we did an acoustic version of our song Happier, which is on the album Happier, but the last album. And honestly, it is so much scarier singing just me in an acoustic than it is me singing full band, because it's even a case of like you're stood still. And that's really strange for me. Like, I'm a very hyperactive person. I'm always moving. I'm always chatting. And as you said earlier, I'm very bubbly. So it's just a weird experience and all. But no, there's nowhere to hide. It's a very vulnerable feeling. And it is a case of if you fuck up, you fuck up. Like, everyone. Everyone can hear that. Everyone knows that. So, but
And the thing is as well, like, so... You know, I've been very blessed to see a lot of musicians in the time of seeing music. And the most infuriating thing about seeing live shows sometimes is when you get like a really softer song or like an emotional piece and it's quite quiet and quite ambient. And you get some dickhead just chatting at the back of the bar. And that's all you can hear. And it's like, you can't really hear them, but it's totally amplified in your own head. So I can't imagine how that might feel. Not that I'm trying to feed any kind of anxieties around that, but I just when I initially heard the track, I was like, oh wow, that's a really like brave out there thing to do, just to have this completely laid bare thing. But yeah, it's really, really cool. It's a really cool prospect for going forward. I really like it. It's really cool.
No, it is very, very exciting. I am. When we wrote this, I literally fell in love with it straight away. Like it's just, I don't know, it hits home for me. It's just very cute and back in the feels, right in the feels.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think all good, I'm very cautious to label bands when I'm on Zoom to them, because again, it's like you kind of define yourselves how you define yourselves. But like the punk rock kind of music that you guys play, you know, most bands at this point have a ballad in their repertoire, because it is a case of playing an hour rock show, running around and shouting and screaming, all the rest of it can take it out of you. So it's nice just to go and just bring it back down, bring it back to chill just for a second, and then we'll go again. And you guys have been busy, like busy, busy bees, doing lots of festival slots, various shows. Literally in about a week's time, you're off to Ireland with Bowling for Soup for some rescheduled shows.
Yeah.
That's going to be hella exciting, right? Surely.
So excited. Like, so excited. Like, to be honest, we've never really done the whole being a support band thing. Like, all of our tours have always been us headlining. So, one, I'm excited to be supporting just a support band on a tour so that I can, like, be the hype man for everyone. But also, to have that first experience be with Bowling for Soup, like, that's pretty freaking cool. So I'm very excited. I know that Andy has already like been chatting with Jared quite a lot, and they're quite they seem to have got on like house on fire, so I think it's gonna be lots and lots of fun.
Absolutely. And I think again, I've never had the pleasure to sit down with Bolin Vasiva or any of those guys in that camp, but I think again, it's the people who play your type of music, and Americans and Australians are my favorite, because they're just so high octane all the time. It's just really fun. I reckon it'll be a really, really good time for sure. I want to, if we can, touch a little bit about your kind of musical upbringing, because I find it really interesting how musicians get to where they are today, because believe it or not, people's favorite bands aren't Cannibal Corpse straight away. It just doesn't happen that way. As much as the metal elitists want you to think it is. So kind of how did you get into music? Was it through family, through friends? How did you kind of get to where you are today?
So, so my first sort of memory that I have as a defining thing about music was for my 8th birthday, my oldest sister bought me a hymn t-shirt.
Amazing.
Yeah, because when we were like all in the car on the way to school with my mum, because I have two older sisters, on like the drop-offs, we'd always listen to my oldest sister's music, and she was into like him, Korn, Disturbed, Breaking Benjamin, like all of those bands. So I very much grew up, like I remember my first mixtape, and it was like mixtape, like a you know, like Burning CD.
Yeah, no, I do. Yeah, I do know what you mean. Yeah, exactly. It's
like,
all good.
I remember the first song was like Slipknot and Duality and all that. And then it was swapped to Diary of Jane. So it was actually like super metal, very heavy. And then when I went to school, it kind of changed. So I remember I got into year 10 and it's when you choose your options, and I chose music. And that's when I sort of made friends with all of the music kids in my area. And I discovered Blink 182 and Fall Out Boy and Paramore and Panic. And I was like, ah, this is where my heart lies, I think. Yeah, and then I went to see the lovely Paramore, Hayley Williams on stage, and never turned back from there, really. So super exciting. Yeah, but no, nowadays I genuinely listen from anything from like While She Sleeps to Lady Gaga. Like it's so varied, everything, because I love so many elements from so many different bands. As in, my favorite band is MCR, as you probably know. Yeah. so it varies so much. I love them all for different reasons, whether it's their voice, their attitude, their look, what they say, like the music, just everything. It's all different. But yeah, no. So blame my sister for my music taste.
it's all good. So I always think I'm the oldest out of three, so my sister has me to blame for her music taste. But my sense from my old man, he's an old school rocker. So it's sort of it's always interesting to find that narrative point. It's always fun. You guys as a band are a really, and I'll apologize now because I was trying to word this question correctly and trying to like figure out what I was trying to say. So I might stumble on it a little bit. But you're a very DIY band in the sense of you do everything yourself. And I know some people would go, well, that's bands nowadays anyway, but you guys kind of had a bit of a harder start because you kind of were just like, well, if you're not going to like listen to us, like labels and things like that, fuck it, we'll do it our way. So kind of, if you can, talk me through that process of just going, well, actually, fuck it, we'll do it our way, and this is the way we're doing it.
Yeah,
I love that.
Well, it all started because when we basically started thinking, oh, we need to start getting other people involved, we kept getting told, oh, you need to include like loads of synths, like guitar music is out and all this. This was many, many years ago. And we were like, well, we don't want to do that. Like we're a bunch of like late 20 year olds and we want to make the music that we listen to, because I realize they're all on a comeback now, but at the time they'd stopped, like no one was actually making that music. So that was where we were coming from into this. So when we were told, you know what, put down the guitars, just do electronic music, we're like, no, we don't want to do that. So that was our first kind of, no, we're not doing that. And then from then on, whenever we have had like offers or anything, they're just really terrible, and they're always sort of designed to fuck us over, basically. And it's like, why should I give you 50% of an album that you've done nothing towards? Like, that's not what we agree with. Especially because mostly it's just a glorified bank loan that then they own your music at the end. So we were like, fuck it, why don't we just get a bank loan? So we got a bank loan as a band, just us. And we were like, let's do it that way, because if that's what we need them for anyway, why not? And we love that. It gives us complete freedom and ownership of our own work. And just different things since then have came up, like even things like ticketing and stuff like that. Like we like to be able to do our own like marketing, do our own ads and like sell things for our own site, because our fans have grown with us and they're very used to being able to chat to us about everything. They're very used to the fact that if they have a problem with a t-shirt, when they email us, they are coming through to us and we are sorting that out. Like literally our merch warehouse is literally my mum's garage. Like it's all with us. We do everything. We like that. Our fans like that. But obviously it's getting bigger and bigger. We're getting bigger and bigger problems and we're trying to overcome each thing as it comes. But no, it is very much a case of whenever we have the offers, they're just, to put it plainly, they're just not good enough. Like it's not good enough to make you go, yeah, sure, you have everything, and we don't.
Well, this is the thing. Like, so again, I am merely a podcaster, and again, this is my collective creative baby, you know. And I have a couple of people who have various input and saying things, just saying like just trying to guide more anything. So I totally get what you mean when you're saying it is kind of like your baby and it's your child, and that's it's your thing. But I think you only have to look at the likes of people like Enter Shikari, who've done it pretty much first. Yeah. While She Sleeps have done the Patreon model and the Sleep Society. And like, that is only what you're trying to do, but just scaled down slightly. So there is scope, and bands have done it before. And it's like, I think that, you know, management labels, not to throw shade at anyone, but like, that's all important. But if it's affecting the art you're creating, that would then become a problem. So, you know, I totally respect you, if nothing else, for that, because,
well,
yeah,
it's the amount important. Of bands and musicians that we meet, and we're like, oh, so like, how is everything? And they're all like, well, I'm on a zero hours contract here. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to get as many hours as I can, but I have to fit that around touring, around recording. I'm on benefits, all of this, because they can't do anything, because it's such a time consuming career to go down. But equally, you can't say no to anything. So if you don't do it, you're not going to excel. So it's so difficult to find that balance. And that's, again, we are lucky enough that, yes, we struggle, but we get by. But we're lucky enough that, like, as in, like, I have a mortgage and stuff and a house because I've been able to do that. But there's so many of us who can't, because they don't have anything and they don't own anything. So they're not making any of that money back, whereas everything comes back to us so that we can actually afford to eat and play a show. Which is what we want, really.
Absolutely. And it seems, and again, I think that some music fans, and it's not anyone's fault, it's just the naivety of the average fan who thinks the bands are all in your millionaire mansions and all the rest of it. Yeah. And, you know, it's just simply not, unless you're Metallica or whatever, it's just not the case, you know. But that being said, onto a slightly more bright topic, your third record, Join the Club, which is out in July of next year. Perfect time for a summer release as well, obviously, because pop punk is all in the summer. We love that. It's your third record, which, in my opinion, the third record is generally the one that I find most interesting when it comes to a band, because the first one is kind of like the explosion. It's kind of like we've sat in your mum's garage or your basement or whatever, and you've hammered these songs out, and it's like, bang, we're here. Yeah. The second one is kind of like feeling out where the walls are, generally speaking. It's like feeling the edges and the parameters and going, right, this is where we're at. And then the third one is kind of like, sometimes it's like, okay, so we felt that far corner. We're going to push into that far corner and see how far we can push that bit and then this bit. And so it's kind of interesting to see where you go with it. So that being said, what can you say about sort of the sonic kind of thing that you might hear from this record? I know that's a bit of a loaded question, I know.
Oh my gosh. I don't even know how to answer that. I don't even know. It's like the good, like, not saying that there are bad bits, but like, it's like,
no, for sure,
the great bits of our first and second album that we have chocker blocked it into this third. And I guess all I can say is I've never been so excited to release music than I am on this album. Like, obviously normally I am very like, yeah, we've got this new song coming out, yeah, it's really exciting, I really want to hear it. But this one, like, I'm on the edge of my seat all the time. I'm like, I literally cannot wait for you to hear it, because it's a huge step up for us. It's every single song is, well, obviously I'm going to think this, but every single song is incredible. I love all of the songs for different reasons, and a lot of them are different as well. So we've got like our super boppy pop punk tracks in there, we've got a couple of very heavy ones, a lot like Mayday, then we've got another one that may or may not be coming out later. And then we've obviously also got like a soft track, like Home, which is on
there.
It's such a mix. Like, we've got like a very strange, well, I think it's strange. It's strange for us. It's like a super like heavy bassy track on there as well, which is very, nice. Yeah. Very groovy. It's nice. But yeah, so there's lots and lots going on it. Lots to expect. It's super fun. I honestly I can't wait to just throw it in people's faces and be like, look, this is As December Falls. Like, and that's what I'd say. Like, it is. It's our sound, and it's a polished us. It's just great.
I love that. So one thing I do want to mention as well is, and again, I feel like we've had a conversation long enough that you kind of get where I'm coming from with this angle.
Yeah.
You as a woman in the front, as a front person in the music industry, is not a thing. Like, gender is not a thing. Like, it doesn't matter, right? Yeah. What I mean is, it's kind of like, it must be nice to be like a role model for someone who's younger, someone who wants to become in a band, or even just go to a gig safely as a woman.
Yeah.
That must be a really nice feeling to be kind of a poster person for, you know, your genre, if that makes sense. In a bit like how Hayley Williams was for Paramore and is for Paramore,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Like, obviously, I will say this to everyone. I am just as much a fangirl as any of our audiences. Like, I'm a very, very normal human being. But no, it feels absolutely great. Like, and as I say to, I've said this before in another interview, if I make anyone feel the way that I feel when I leave a gig, that's my job done, and I'm so happy. But especially being a female, it's so empowering, because that, as much as yes, it is slowly getting there, the fact that we are pushing through just makes me so happy. It's definitely just a big feeling of pride and proud, especially in the industry, that it's all being accepted a lot more now, that we get way less incidents and things happen. Like, we're getting there, it's just slow. Yeah,
of course. and that's the thing. I think, you know, there's countless bands who are in both the scene that you kind of are in, and also in the more heavy scene and different things, that are smashing it. And it's so fucking great to see that just young bands just going out there and saying, because there is like a kind of a divide between us, the younger people, and the quote unquote old guard that don't like change and don't, it's the young people that are wrong. And it's like, well, no, it's just, you're just a bit more old and a bit more cynical. Yeah. That's the only difference, you know, and they don't like change. But I'm glad to see that, you know, we're kicking up the ass, basically.
Yeah. Well, you can tell, obviously, you're getting more and more like entrepreneurial type people taking over, and you've got people like us who, we are super DIY, and because we are younger, we're bringing that up. So bands underneath us are going to see this happening and be like, oh, I can do that too. And it's just going to get taken over slowly and slowly and slowly. But it's happening. It is happening. Yeah. There is an uprising. It's coming.
Absolutely. There is no smoke without a fire, as they say. So that's always good. I've got a couple of questions which I've put in quotation marks as fun questions. I'll let you decide if they're fun or not. So you've got a 3-band bill with As December Falls on it. Who are the other 2 bands you're having on that bill as a dream lineup?
Oh, dream lineup. My Chemical Romance and Paramore.
Straight off the bat. I love that.
Purely because they are so if I could have a third, I'd also have Ed Shikari on there, because those three, they're my baby bands. Like, I love them so much. I would, I'd do a lot for any of those bands. They're just incredible.
Yeah, absolutely.
They are literally my top played on Spotify every year. It's always
I love that. I usually have Enter Shikari and Creeper tossing for the top 2, which is always good fun. Obviously, you've been in As December Falls as a band for a long time. Have you had any interactions with any of your heroes?
I'm really sorry. My cat is attacking.
It's all good. We spoke about the cat before we started. It's all good. The cat was for the podcast.
I just felt like a claw on my leg, and I was like, what is going on?
what do we call the cat? Bring the cat up. What do we call the cat?
Oh, cat, right. I have another cat on my lap, you see, but it's this.
Ah, okay. It's all good.
Oh, no, they're all running off now.
It's Cat Central.
It's literally Cat Central. So in the room with me, I have Drogo and Indiana, but I also have Hercules, but I think he's asleep somewhere because the radiators are on, so he's just going to be over there. But no, they're all chaotic, but I love them so much. So
yeah, Absolutely, absolutely.
Right,
It's all
I'm so
good.
sorry, I got
No.
distracted by my cats. Can we go again on
Yeah,
that
no, it's all good. It's all good. I'm all for the cat conversation. It's all good. Yeah, so just meeting your heroes. Have you met anyone, any stories and things of meeting people who you think, it's that person over there I really like?
See, right, so I'm really terrible. Like, I meet, and because I'm so worried that I'm just gonna fangirl and embarrass myself, I go really quiet and I just kind of like, and the guys in the band, they're always like, just go and speak to them. Like,
Yeah.
they're the same as you. Just go and say hey. But I'm always like, yeah, but oh, I can't. I'm terrible at it. I'm so bad at meeting anyone. But when we were at Slam Dunk, I remember for like a We were watching, who watched it? We were watching Kenny Hoopla from the side of stage. I was so excited because I love Kenny Hoopla so much. And then I turned around and I was stood next to Modson. And I was just like, oh, okay. This is me now. But no, I don't know if that's actually class as meeting them though. But no, but we met Hannah from Hot Milk and we met Bon from Sound Atlantic. They were lovely. They were so nice to talk to. I'm trying to think. We met Michaela from Yours Truly. We met all of Yours Truly, I believe, actually. There was just so many faces were popping up and we were just like, hi, Roz and Forza. Like, hi, we're this band. But ev everyone was very lovely who we spoke to. It was just at a certain level, I was like, we got very excited in the Czech Republic, actually. I think Andy, like, I think he ended up like just chilling with Yumi at six for ages.
Oh,
Like,
nice. That's cool.
he disappeared, and we were like, "Where's Andy?" And then he's like, "Oh, I've just been sat with Josh and the band." And I was like, "Oh, okay."
Love that.
This is why, even though like I'm the front woman of the band, I am the least cool member
Yeah.
of all. Like, absolutely.
It's all good, honestly. I'll say I actually done a tally today. You are the 81st band person to have on this podcast. So in 2 years, I've been very, very lucky to get the people I have. And I've very rarely like lost it, like fully just gone, ugh. But I had CJ from Night Is Murder on very early on, and he's just a straight up a dude, like just the nicest guy. And because A, he's Australian, B, he's hilarious. He was just kind of like in his back garden, and he was like, oh, I'm just chilling watching like some football matches, but I can still talk. I was like, yeah, cool, no worries. Anyway, like his dog starts like running around outside and he's having a normal conversation, and I'll step back from the mic and he just shouts at his dog and then just like goes, I'm sorry about that. And I'm just like, oh my God, like it's so funny.
Dealing with human problems.
Yeah. So he's just such a funny dude, such a funny dude. So yeah, obviously we spoke briefly about Hot Milk. And you are going to be supporting Hot Milk, if I got that right?
Yes, in
Yes,
February.
for a couple in February. So that's super cool. Along with a download performance as well, and a couple of other festival bits and bobs as well next year. So I guess it's just the album coming out, singles being drip fed to people, and then onto the craziness that is tour.
Pretty much, yes. No, well, obviously we've just I think how long did I think we've just came back basically from 5 weeks of touring. That was like UK and EU, everything. We came back, we're having obviously a week off, and then we've got Ball in the Soup. Then we've got a nice break over Christmas. I say this, I think we're gonna be in music video heaven, just going and going. And then next year, like I don't think I'm allowed to tell you anything yet, but
No,
basically
that's fair. No, you're fair.
got
You're fair.
loads of stuff in the works. There's going to be loads of things happening. Everything's super exciting. We're basically just never going to sleep again. It's really fun. It's
So I've got a couple of closing questions. So you've just been on tour for the last 5 weeks. I have to ask this question. What was being spun in the van on the bus? What were you listening to? Because I love to catch bands out. It's my favorite thing because they'll go, actually, we're listening to like Madonna. And I'm like, there's nothing wrong with Madonna, but you're in a death metal band. You know that. And they're like, oh yeah, we know. Like,
I'm
so
going to tell you the most boring, honest truth now.
go on.
we had nothing on because
nothing. Okay.
Working in the van, so all of us were like in meetings with headphones on. It was
nice.
The quietest van journey ever, just nice. Ever. Because we were constantly like, if one of us was in a meeting, then the other one would be like, oh, okay, right, now it's cool. Then we'd like try and put some music on. Then the other one would be like, no, I'm going in a meeting in 1 minute. And it was,
yeah.
We literally were all sat there with headphones on. However, when I wasn't in a meeting and I had my headphones on, I was listening to, I got really obsessed with Post Malone on this tour.
Yes.
I was just like, oh, I'm in the mood to chill and just have a nice vibey time. Don't know what the others were listening to. I think at one point, actually, I got a text from Andy and he said, he texted me and he put, I actually really like Rammstein. And I was like, he's just never shown an interest in Rammstein. Yeah. And I texted him back like, are you okay? And he's like, yeah, I'm just listening to them in my headphones and I really like them. And I was like, okay. So, you know, that I was listening to Posty, Andy was listening to Rammstein. No idea what the others were listening to, but yes, no.
I love that. And my final question, which I ask everyone who's been gracious enough to come on this podcast, is what is the best thing about playing your music, in your opinion, or / being in a band?
The best thing is, without the sounding very cheesy, the best thing is honestly the fans, because without them, we wouldn't be here. And I appreciate every single one of them. And I tell them every single show, every single time I see them, I'm like, I absolutely love you guys. But the fact that we can have that kind of relationship and that kind of connection with someone, it's so good. And it makes you feel it's just a great feeling. And that's my favorite thing.
Absolutely. I had the guitarist of Lost Alone on, and he summed up brilliantly and said that you can write a song in your bedroom and then travel the way to like Berlin or somewhere like that and have like 500 kids screaming it back at you. And he's like, there's nothing better than that. And I'm like, that makes perfect sense.
Nothing can beat it. Like, as in on the last tour, I remember on like one show, because it was a very, very rad show. And I remember being like, I want to hear you. Like, I have an ears in. If I can hear you, you are doing a great job. And they suddenly just went, and being able to do that with people, it's so cool. It's pretty
absolutely
cool.
So it's on supporting Bowling for Soup, supporting Hot Milk, tours left, right and center when they get announced, I assume. The single Home is out now. Have we missed anything?
No, I think we've got it.
And the best thing, I guess, is to just go and buy records, buy t-shirts. What is the best way to directly support you guys as a band? Because that's so important.
Yeah, buy a piece of merch. It's the best and easiest way to support us. And also you get something really cool out of it too. But yes.
Absolutely. Love that. Guys, thank you so much for listening to the Nevermind Polly podcast. My name has been Matt. This has been my chat with the lovely Bethany of As December Falls. Anything you'd like to finally just plug, say, anything you'd like to end the podcast with, my dear?
I love that. Pre-order, join the club now. It's absolutely insane. And I'm so excited for you all to hear it. And thank you for having me on the podcast. It's been a blast.
It has been a blast. Thank you so much. We will see you next time. Oh, and by the way, it's nearly Christmas. Get excited. Christmas time. Anyway, right. I'm going to go. Bye.
See ya.
There you have it, guys. As December Falls. What a fucking fantastic interview. What a fantastic band As December Falls are. You can check them out on all of their socials, As December Falls, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all of those great things. You can check out our Instagram and our Facebook and Nevermind Polly Podcast. Just give it a little search. We will see you in a few days' time for Marco of Virtual Symmetry. Enjoy the rest of your week. Peace. We'll be right back.